top of the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to this week. On Monday, the Women's Club Soccer Tryouts Day 1 are happening on the all-college field at 7 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater located in Hunt Union at 9 o'clock p.m. On Wednesday, there will be a Colorway Stress event happening in HECO Room 216 at 5:15 p.m. On Thursday, the Back to School Fest is happening located in the President's Garden at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, there's going to be a planetarium show titled Planetary Nebulae, Ghost of the Cosmos in the SUNY Oneonta Planetarium located in the Perta Science Building at 7 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, there will be a Pete Singo with the Transfer Club event located in the Hunt Union Waterfront Ballroom at 6 o'clock p.m. And on Sunday, there will be the Terpsichorean Dance Company show selection event located in the Alumni Dance Studio at 12 o'clock p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about all of these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
WONY 90.9 Oneonta FM Radio. You're listening to the Alumni Hour. Keep it locked.
The following radio broadcast has been pre-recorded. The content you are about to hear is not being...
You are listening to a very special episode of the Smorgasbord Music Show. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. This episode will focus on the events of September 11th, 2001, 25 years ago this month. I'll be sharing my own personal stories of what it was like to be a student on campus that terrible day and the fall 2001 semester generally. Later, I'll be joined by my fellow WONY alumni, Meg V. I'll also be playing stuff that we had in rotation during the fall 2001 semester. Coming up, I've got music by Bob Dylan, Tenacious D, The Strokes, The Moldy Peaches, and more. Let's kick off today's show with the Gorillaz. Today's show is dedicated to SUNY Oneonta alumni that died on September 11th, including Martin Lazul, class of 1991, Lynn Irene Morris, class of 2000, Michael J. Mullen, class of 1996, Jeffrey R. Nussbaum, class of 1986, Brian J. Terenzi, class of 1995, all of whom were in the World Trade Center. And first responders, Kevin Owen Riley, class of 1995, and Glenn J. Weinick, class of 1983. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless.
but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a pigeon tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the high. Did you like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes and see the structure and the mind. Corruption in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust, so not his muscles, but percussion he provides for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes. Remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you could survive when law is lawless.
Right here.
Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing. Remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. Not for long, my future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
Young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers, you ask? How about the power of flight? Did it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets! That's telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you? forces. They formed a band the likes of which had never been seen, and they called themselves Tenacious D. That's right, me and KG.
That's me.
Well, Tenacious D. Come fly with me, fly!
Heard the single version of Captain Easy Chord by Stereolab from their album Sound Dust, released in the United States on August 28, 2001. Before that, Wonder Boy by Tenacious D from their self-titled album, released on September 25, 2001. And to start today's show off, The Gorillaz with their song Clint Eastwood, released in the United States on June 19th, 2001. If you're just tuning in, This is the Smorgasbord Music Show. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. Today I'm focusing on the events of September 11th, 2001, and the fall 2001 semester generally. The songs you just heard were songs that were either being played by the station in our rotation during that semester or by yours truly. Right now, I'm going to share a conversation I had with fellow WONY alumni Meg V, class of 2005. During my junior and senior year, she and her DJ partner and best friend, Lisa K, had a show that followed mine. Here's our conversation. All right, so if I recall correctly, you had just started as a freshman on the SUNY Oneonta campus on September 11th. So as a freshman, what was it like? You know, what was your day like on September 11th, 2001 to start with?
Yeah, I had psychology, and I think, was it a Tuesday that this happened?
Yes, it was a Tuesday.
So I was in one of those 8:30 to 9:45 classes, and I was talking to Lisa Kay about this, who's also a WONY DJ alum, and she remembered a little bit more than me, but I remember leaving class and getting back to my dorm, which was Hulbert, and my roommate had the TV on, and we just stayed there all day watching, you know, the little televisions that we had in our dorm room and kind of just being in shock. At one point, I remember I'm not sure what kind of helicopters they are, but they were Army helicopters with the double propellers going over our campus, probably on their way to New York. Yeah. But yeah, that's how my day started.
Yeah, I had an art history class that I think started at about 10 or 10:30 that day. And so I got up, I think I was getting up maybe at about like 8:30 or so. And because I lived right on campus at that point, even though I was a junior. But I remember, getting up. And I was watching The Golden Girls in reruns on Lifetime because, you know, just kind of something I did to start the day at that point. And then I log on to the computer and I pull up the news and it said, oh, a plane has flown into the tower. And I was like, oh, my God. But the other thing is there had been a plane that had flown into the World Trade Center before. So I don't want to say I was jaded, but it's kind of also a little bit of like, oh, this again. So, yeah, I got dressed, you know, turned off the TV and my computer, left my dorm room, went and got a cup of coffee at the basement of Schumacher Hall, and then went to my class at the Fine Arts Building. And, you know, that it was an art, like I said, it was an art history class. The classes went on as normal. I think that particular class went on as normal. I think before I even left the dorm room, the second plane had flown in. But okay. Like I said, we just sort of carried on as normal with the classes. I know at the time there were some faculty members that had expressed some concerns about people who were working. They knew people that might have been working there. I don't know if whether or not those people died or not. But yeah, I had that art history class. I want to say I might have had two or three classes scheduled for that day, but I know that by noon classes were canceled.
Yeah, that was a part I didn't remember that Lisa had shared with me. It's almost an unbelievable moment that in looking back, your memories, at least my memory, is a little bit spotty from the time.
I think I also pretty much spent the rest of the day, you know, watching what was on television and the wreckage and everything. Because, like, even by that, by the afternoon, like MTV and VH1 had switched to, you know, the local coverage affiliates from New York City.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I, of course, you know, I still had dinner that day, and I almost remember thinking like, oh my God, are they going to come and invade Oneonta? Because, you know, Oneonta is only about three to four hours from New York City. But I mean, thankfully they didn't. But at that moment, it kind of felt like that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very scary time, and not really knowing what was going on, and being new to college, and just as things kept coming out of the news and learning more and more about what happened, it was pretty remarkable and scary and sad. And a lot of our classmates were from downstate area. And so I do remember a lot of people trying to check in with their families back home and making sure that they were okay. And so that was hard for the people who had friends and family down there, or new people that worked there, and what they were going through.
Yeah. So obviously you were a freshman. So what was, I mean, you know, maybe going, you know, what was this like from a freshman perspective? Cause like you had literally just gotten there like, you know, two or three, not even a month before.
Yeah. I guess it was just surreal. Here you are trying to navigate living alone for the first time, having a roommate, navigating all of that with the world changing put us in an interesting place. And I want to say that sadly, because we were kind of removed from that and trying to navigate college for the first time, that after a couple of weeks, we just, you know, kept on doing our college thing.
Yeah, so obviously, so, you know, given that you were a freshman, you, I believe, trained during the fall 2001 semester at WONY. So how did you hear about WONY, and what made you want to become a DJ there?
I think it was, I don't quite remember, actually. I want to say maybe Lisa Kay was involved, but I somehow knew. I did radio in high school. We had a radio club. And so knowing that Oneonta had a radio station, I knew that I would want to be a part of it. And so I think I ended up just going down to the station and asking, how do I join? What do I do? And then, you know, getting into the training rotation, and Rob Exisa was training at the time. I think Jared Yapkowitz also was maybe the training director.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember, definitely remember Jared, and I certainly remember Rob. It's kind of hard to forget Rob. Rob the madman.
Yep.
Yep. He went to law school, and now he's Rob the mellow man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just remember walking in and feeling like I was home, and just everyone was so great and welcoming, and I knew I had found my place and my people. And so maybe that helped with the transition and everything that was going on in the world, knowing that there was this little community there and we could get lost in the music for a little bit before coming back to reality.
The silver lining of the fall 2001 semester was the garage rock renaissance. At the forefront of this was the Strokes, who had originated from New York's Lower East Side. They were five guys, two of whom we would now call Nepo Babies, Julian Casablancas and Albert Hammond Jr., as well as Nick Valenci, Nikolai Fraicher, and Fabrizio Moretti. Other bands that were part of this renaissance included forthcoming bands The White Stripes, The Moldy Peaches, and The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, as well as The Hives, The International Noise Conspiracy, The Rapture, The Mooney Suzuki, and The View, a band from San Francisco that I interviewed in the spring 2002 semester. Did The Strokes save rock and roll? Maybe. But what I can say is that they have outlived most of the bands I just mentioned. This past July, they released their seventh studio album, Reality Awaits, However, what I'm going to play right now is the original EP version of their song, The Modern Age. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Tough, and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married, and motherfuckers in their f***ing cars. 12-stepping hippies hanging out at the bar. Suckers and f***ers and stupid cemetery.
Away by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from their self-titled EP released on July 9th, 2001. Before that, you heard New York City's Like a Graveyard by the Moldy Peaches from their self-titled album released on the unfortunate date of September 11th, 2001. It featured such tunes as Who's Got the Crack? Downloading Porn with Davo, which also served as the title of a show hosted by our music director, Dave Chait, and Anyone Else But You, a song that achieved wider popularity after it was featured in the 2007 movie Juno. Before that, you heard Hotel Yorba by the White Stripes from their album White Blood Cells, released on July 3rd, 2001. Of course, the big debate at the time was, are they brother and sister, or are they married? We now know the answer to that one. And to start that set off was The Modern Age, the title track from The Strokes' EP of the same name, released on May 22nd, 2001 in the United States. Their debut album, Is This It?, was released on vinyl on September 11th, 2001, and on CD on October 9th, 2001, after the track New York City Cops was removed. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. Today's show has focused on the events surrounding September 11th, 2001, and the fall 2001 semester. Bob Dylan also released an album on September 11th, the acclaimed album Love and Theft. But the song I'm going to play right now is Ballad of a Thin Man. I remember thinking a lot about this song on September 11th. We knew something was happening, but we didn't know what it was. I'll be right back with some final words and the concluding song. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked in you. Say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak. And says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. You've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now, and you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? To the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, 'cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
That was Ballad of a Thin Man by Bob Dylan from his 1965 album Highway 61 Revisited. You've been listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. Earlier in the show, I talked about my own experiences being a student on the SUNY Oneonta campus on September 11th, 2001. Now I'm going to share with you some more factual things about September 11th. The total number of lives lost between the three flights, the World Trade Center, and first responders totaled 2,977. Among the lives lost were SUNY Oneonta alumni Martin Lazul, class of 1991, Lynn Irene Morris, class of 2000, Michael J. Mullen, class of 1996, Jeffrey R. Nussbaum, class of 1986, Kevin Owen Riley, class of 1995, Brian J. Terenzi, also class of 1995, and Glenn J. Weinuch, class of 1983. I'd also like to thank fellow WONY alumni Meg V for sharing her own experiences on the show today. Today I talked a little bit longer than I normally do, but I thought it was important to talk about life on campus during that horrible time. Keep in mind, I'm not claiming to represent the entire student body of SUNY Oneonta during that time. I'm just sharing my own personal account and experiences. So the final song I'm going to play for this episode is a song by the band Television, the title track from their 1977 album, Marquee Moon. Tom Verlaine, the guitarist and chief songwriter of the band, used to hang out at the Strand on Friday nights before he passed away in 2023. When I visit New York City, I'll go down to the Strand even on Friday nights. I wonder if I ran into him and didn't realize it. I hope you took something away from today's episode. Thanks for listening. So long, farewell, Avita Jane, goodbye.
but just waiting. Hunters and angry black sheep on a hill very steep with a thorn in the back of her hooves. And there's beautiful creed and consistent leaves in a spot where your doubts used to be. So you gather your love in a bomb and you crash into bodies of woolen debris. When you take a step back just to look at the result, you realize that the pain's got a worse. Down here, it's me. Someone get me out of this venom-shaped hole. Antoine, Jerome, someone get me out of this hole. There's a terrible itch in the stitch of your suit and a voice that won't quit in your jawbone. There's a pact that you made with a vending machine in exchange for a moment's alone. So you're chewing on tape as you mutter escape to the birds who are smoking in line. But the moment you speak, they explode into meaning.
Condition of useless self-loathing to deny and forget the real job that's at hand, one of betterment and of persistence, 'cause we all need to learn and we all need to work and we need to look after each other. But until then...
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad... The fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our home neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by